Buffer. Use as directed.
Hello, good day, time 7 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Roberta Fasanelli and Rich McFadden. Clay Kohut here later in the hour with today's social media headline and our poll of the day and the video of the day and a story probably a lot of you are interested in iPhones. You know that that MySpace laid off 500 people so they could go public and then... I guess I'm thinking to myself, why? Who would care? Why would you buy any stock in MySpace? The more important thing is what goes on at Facebook and how their stock, when they go, probably next year, all these people that they throw millions into it, 50 million here, 400 million there, somebody else investing in it. And then you'll get a chance after everybody else has made all the money to invest in it as well. So here's the iPhone. Finally, Verizon gets service for the iPhone because AT&T service is so bad. That's really the bottom line here, I think. Isn't it? Isn't that the bottom line? Verizon has better coverage.
For sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the iPhone 4 on Verizon next month. So I could have now the iPhone that Clay and I have been talking about and keep it on my present system.
You could.
Right? Instead of using AT&T, but I'm going to change
that. I could order you an iPhone 7 iPod then.
Say that again?
I'm supposed to order you an iPod, but now I could order you an iPhone.
But you're going to be changing to T-Mobile because they're building a tower on your farm, and that'll get you better service.
Right. So that would mean I'd stay with... How does T-Mobile play into what goes on with an iPhone? Aren't they connected to AT&T somehow?
Well, you can unlock the iPhone, the AT&T iPhone, and use it on T-Mobile.
You can. Yeah. What does it mean to unlock it?
I wouldn't suggest that for you.
Why? Because?
Then you lose all of your support from Apple. Apple will not talk to you if you unlock your phone and you use it somewhere else.
Unless you don't tell them that you unlocked their phone.
Well, they'll look you up in their customer database and won't find you.
And they'll send some Italian that's a friend of Roberta's to town to straighten you out?
No. It's legal. You're allowed to unlock it and use it on, but they just won't support it.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you.
Exactly.
Why do they play these games? Because they can, I suppose, maybe, right? That's the answer.
No, you're using their product for...
I paid for their product, thank you.
But their product is meant to be used on these four or two or whatever services.
Why?
Because that's who they have deals with.
Oh, okay. So that's good for them. It's not good for me. So then if you really want to get something that's good for you,
service it.
You don't use the iPhone. That's what it sounds like to me.
Go ahead.
I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
If they want to dictate how to use it, that's up to them. But I don't have to use it. I'll go use something else.
That's like young Clay said just a while ago. It's the free market, baby.
That's what I've heard, Rich. Thank you very much. Let's hear it for freedom in America. Speaking of that, the freedom that people have to protest at funerals in Arizona has been curbed because legislators passed a law that will ban protests. They specifically have aimed at the wonderful Westboro Baptist Church and those fine parishioners, those fine God-fearing folks who all 70 of them get onto the bus and go wherever they can to make a-holes of themselves.
Mm.
So lawmakers quickly passed pretty much unanimously a law that prohibits protests within 300 feet of a service, and it took effect upon signature of the governor. And this, of course, as a result of these people are so disgusting. And people say, well, why do you talk about them? Only because I want you to hear my disgust. I guess that really is the only reason I do talk about them.
Right.
Because I want you to
know.
Otherwise,
they don't deserve our attention.
They don't deserve the air. They don't deserve to share the air that we do, frankly. Is that a little too tough?
Yeah.
A little too strident?
Yeah.
Really? Well, that's how I feel.
Who cares, though?
Yeah. Really. Okay. So then let's move. In terms of sort of summarizing, a lot of people have been talking about this about this stuff. And in a moment, I want to reflect a little bit more on something that has come about. We pretty much have gone through the blame game with regard to radio and television. And, you know, I think we've pretty much gone through the gun stuff. But there's and we've pretty much gone through all of the business with suggesting that those who are in Republican or Democratic circles ought to be more conscious of what they are saying to one another and how they are saying it. I think we've heard all of that stuff. But there's one more piece that as we go through the week and the discussion matures, there's one more piece that has come up that is disturbing. And but I think other than that one thing, we're pretty much up to date on all of this. The lady is breathing on her own. Apparently, almost miraculously, if you can get away from the color of the news media trying, oh, this is a miracle, my God. But I mean, if you read between the lines, it really is something that's pretty extraordinary, given the fact she had a bullet in her brain or went through her brain. You know, this is I'm going to go through a process in a month that actually we've talked about it here on the program a couple of times. A company called Cerescan, C-E-R-E-S-C-A-N.
Yeah.
The fellow who runs is a friend of mine, and this is an outfit in Denver. I'm so impressed. I call my brother, he is like my brother. I love him. My cousin, Dougie Morton, whose father was Dudley, for whom I am named. He lives in Denver. A very successful guy. Still is very active in his company, and he's 70. I think he's 10 years older than I am, maybe 11. Anyway, he knows he has the beginning stages of dementia. And he's very conscious of it. Last year when we had dinner together, we talked about it. Last night when I called him on the phone because I want him to go get this Cerescan, I want him to go have his brain examined, I could tell by talking to him that he lost a little since the last time I talked to him because he's confused. He couldn't find some dates and stuff. But I'm going to send him to Cerescan and have them image his brain. In fact, I'm going to go there and get my brain imaged at some point during February or March. And the reason that I bring it up now is because there is this the ongoing debate about how to prevent some of these things from happening and getting into your head and seeing not only whether you have dementia or Alzheimer's, but also what makes people like this guy Loeffner the way he is. What's going on in this guy's brain?
You think you should have had a brain scan to see what's going on in there?
I don't know. At some point, as this technology becomes more, and it's amazing technology, but it ought to be, if the lawyer's smart, you know, he's trying to show, but he's probably worried because who knows what it'll show. That's a wild card.
At some point, we end up at the Minority Report with the precogs saying that this guy is going to be dangerous in 10 years. Yep. Go ahead and lock him up now.
Well, I'm not locking him up, but you don't give him a gun. Yeah, that's one thing. People are all having that's the debate.
That debate hits it. Yeah, wow.
That's the debate.
This guy shows signs of being potentially dangerous. He is on the no-sale gun list.
No guns.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. That's not a half bad idea, Richie.
I think you have to prove your danger before you.
If they get this technology to where it is, it'll be proof. And they have
some really great proof.
Of course, it's proof.
It says your brain is predisposed to something. That doesn't mean that you're going to act on it.
It's the same thing as what happens. Well, they'll take the number. Here is a test done by the FDA to prove that fen-phen works or doesn't work, and it goes out 3 years. Well, it takes 10 years before you can figure out whether fen-phen's any good or not, so you've got a three-year test. What happens under this circumstance is they'll say, okay, in 10 years this person's liable to do this, 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 and this. So you won't be able to prove it now, but if you let it go out far enough and the proof is in the pudding, as it were, this person has the signs of various whether it's antisocial behavior, then you don't give them a gun. That has to be proven.
You are scary.
I'm not scary. I'm telling you what's going on.
You are scaring me to death.
Oh, cut it out. Grow up, will you please?
Grow up?
Yeah, scary.
You're about to take all my rights away.
I'm not about to do anything.
You look at a scan of my brain.
I'm not about to do anything.
I might be predisposed to some
kind of
action.
You're just as bad as the people who want to have a... You want to control what it is that people speak. Yeah. All right.
No, I think the real question is, Rich, what do you have to hide? What are you predisposed to?
I don't have anything to hide.
He doesn't know that he doesn't have anything to hide.
And
well,
I
know
show
that
you everything,
gets his
and
brain
you will
examined.
Not tell me whether I can or cannot do something based on what I show you.
Uh-huh.
I say we just, based off Rich's opposition, we just throw you straight in prison.
Right.
Absolutely.
There you go.
They've tried it before.
They're probably
going
to come. They're probably coming. They're at the bottom of the ninth floor right now, coming up to take you away.
Been there, done that.
17 after the hour. I've been taking away too, but not for that. Yeah. 17 after on Good Day.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do mimes make even less sense when you can't see them?
The mime is stuck inside a giant invisible box. Now he's drawing an imaginary door. And now he's opening his imaginary door. And the imaginary door just shut on his fingers. Now he's doing an imaginary cry.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrin nasal spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
I'm all about the three S's. Stock up, save money, and simplify.
Member Renee Chevalier on the Sam's Club January Stock Up event.
I stock up now and save big on the basics we use all the time. Detergent, paper towel.
Health and beauty products, too. Save over retail on brands like Tide, Bounty, and Colgate. And sample all the Sam's Club values and benefits January 12th through 25th with no membership required.
Now that's simple.
Not a member? Join at Sam's Club or samsclub.com. Sam's Club, savings made simple.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Stop harmful spam and virus intrusions.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is an integrated hardware and software solution that processes and filters out bad email before it enters your network. With no per-user fees and automatic updates, the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is the most cost-effective solution for protecting your network from email-borne threats. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit.
888-ANTI-SPAM.
Or visit Barracuda.com.
Okay, 800-510-8255. Here's what is troubling me with regard to all of this. We've gone around and around and around without hitting the nail on the head. The fight over the fairness doctrine out in the open.
Oh, man.
We have a Democratic congressman from, his name is Jim Clyburn, from South Carolina, who says now is the time for better judgment on the part of the media and the Second Amendment remedies, all that stuff. Well, it's time now for a First Amendment remedy, he says. And I just, you know, you get into this stuff, it's very predictable, but yet disturbing, as is some of the other rhetoric that comes about
and
as a result.
And what's scary is his daughter sits on the FCC commission.
Right, yeah, his daughter is one of the FCC commissioners. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Whatever you do.
Do
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new sight glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump-outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump-outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
.org.
Brace yourself.
For what?
New information.
Oh, yeah?
The age of Aquarius may actually be the age of Capricorn.
Oh. What do you mean?
Thanks to the rotation of the Earth.
Yeah,
you may be a Virgo instead of a Capricorn. Actually, no, well, actually, let me see. How did that work? The Eastern versus Western astrological calendar is different, i.e., I'm a Scorpio in the Western version of astrology, but the Eastern version has me as a Libran, is a month newer. A lot of newspapers, websites that promise to tell you your day, right? Everybody reads the obituaries, their horoscope, and the newspaper. Anybody that still reads the newspaper, but those sites, other than the sex sites, other than the porno sites, the number one sites on the web, Clay, are astrology sites, things that help people understand what's going on, the right and the wrong about their life. Now, this is not about astronomy. This is about astrology. But Richie and I have had this long-running discussion about the two being different. Interesting, the story from Fox News today, Richie, is that the astronomers in Minnesota at the Planetarium Society have dropped this bomb about the zodiac, noting that the long effect of the moon's gravitational pull on the Earth and the fact that it is coming closer to the Earth, maybe only by an inch a year. This may be moving things up as things are studied. There appears to be reason to believe there's a one-month bump adjustment in the alignment of the stars.
Really?
Yep. Huh. So
so all when, this time you've been getting your readings and basing your whole, all of your business things on these readings.
Who's you?
You.
Well, I use both of the things, and there's a common sense approach to this. I don't base everything on it, but it helps me understand.
Somebody who goes to one thing, they may have been reading it, they may have been off by one month and one sign.
May have been, that's
wow.
True. May, according to this, the sun isn't in Pisces, you're not in Pisces.
Wow.
You're in Aquarius.
Something is wrong?
Well,
so if I'm a Sagittarius, what would I really be?
Probably pretty much the same, you know, what that you are now.
Right, yeah. Half man, half horse. Yeah. I'll let you figure out which half is which.
Right. Much of astrology, which goes back to ancient astronomy, The complex system uses math, science, to relate on the careful observation of the stars, the heavens, et cetera, et cetera. Sign is based on the date of your birth, something that was tied to the position of the heavens. And this, again, astronomy in the Babylonian times has become astrology in modern times.
Mm.
And so when you ask, if you're like Clay's trying to start up, chat up a young lady, hey, baby, what's your sign? And she says she's a Cancer. And in fact, you could really smarten her up, Clay, by telling her, no, she's a Gemini.
Oh.
And then she'd wonder, what? What do you mean? I'm my moon is in Virgo. And you could say, no, your moon's not in Virgo. Your moon is in let's see, Virgo. We go back from Virgo to
meanwhile, she's getting hot and
Leo.
Hotter and hotter.
Yeah, from Leo back.
So,
I'm going back
to
Leo.
So you move it up a month or back a month?
You move it back a month.
What are we going to know for sure about this? I have to know.
You make it, Richie.
Month or a couple of weeks? Or
it'll
exactly
all be proven
much?
By the time we get to the year 3000. This will all be known, and you can rest easy. It'll all have started.
So if I'm
out
a Gemini, what am I really?
You want me to really tell you on the air? You're off by 10 degrees, Roberta. That's what,
well, we've always known that.
Yeah, exactly. But I think that's pretty interesting, actually. Horoscope readers, the stuff that's in the newspaper is just pap anyway. You got to really get to somebody. There are good people that do this, just like anything else. There are good doctors, there are good astrologers, and there are bad ones. If somebody says to you, for $500, I can take care of all your problems, I'd suggest you go somewhere else. That's how I'd read that sign. 28 after, Peter Greenberg takes a trip with us now on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. If you're concerned about taking a cruise because of its threat to marine life, well, you may not be alone. The good news is the industry is trying to find ways to improve its safety record. Whales and other marine life are often too small and move too slowly to be picked up by the cruise ship's sensors. Cruise ships and other vessels rely on reported sightings in order to alter their courses. A few years ago, Holland America implemented a comprehensive avoiding whale strikes program. The program instructs crews on how to identify whale types and spot surface characteristics like blow patterns in order to avoid a strike. Now, Costa Cruises is working with the World Wildlife Fund to develop a pilot program on one of its ships, the Costa Pacifica. The program uses a global satellite network, so if there's a whale sighting, the information will show up on a dedicated screen on all the other vessels enabled with the same technology. As for busy shipping routes that see major whale migrations, the Coast Guard is working to put out warnings during periods of high traffic. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
You never know what's out there when traveling. That's why TravelGuard offers travel insurance plans for the unexpected, trip cancellation and interruption, emergency medical and health expenses, lost or stolen baggage. With a TravelGuard plan, you'll be covered from the time you book your trip to the moment you arrive home. Talk to your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com today.
Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, headquartered in New York, New York. Refer to actual policy for scope and limitations of coverage may not be available in all states.
If you're about to buy hardwood floors, listen carefully. Absolutely no one beats the deals at Lumber Liquidators. They buy direct from the mill, cutting out the middleman, and pass the savings on to you. You'll find prices like laminate floors for 69 cents a square foot, and Bellawood's solid pre-finished hardwood with a 50-year warranty starting at $2.99 a square foot, plus lots more incredible deals. Call 800-HARDWOOD or visit LumberLiquidators.com for
the GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation, specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure. There's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked.
Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers,
and no lingering smell.
Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes.
The next generation of alternative smoking.
Not all protein supplements are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full-spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life-building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps reduce body fat, excellent for building lean muscle, increases energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, sports performance, exercise recovery. Who's it for? Busy people, hardworking executives, students, teachers, active seniors, people recovering from illness, office workers, construction workers, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Three after the hour now, it's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Time for Clay Cohut, who's the engineer of social media, or maybe the train that he's running sounds like that. The woo-woo he's got playing his woo-woo. I don't know why that tickled me. It just tickled me. Clay, anyway, has an overview of the social media today. Actually, there's a lot of response to our conversations about the shooting in Arizona, some in-depth emails and some of the things Clay has been getting from Facebook. A lot of, by the way, how are we doing on Facebook fans this week? Are we going to have somebody on Friday?
Yeah,
we'll
be
around.
Will.
As long as you don't flub that up again, Clay. You got to be. There are a lot of people who go to gooddayshow.com or no, facebook.com/gooddayshow, and they visit the wall and put things up. Richie is pleased with me because often during the course of the program now and when we have our conversations at other times, I'll be working on Facebook, people that have wanted to friend me or, and we, I don't know what the number is now because I'm not watching it. I'm not doing it for that. But it is interesting to get connected to lots of different people on lots of different levels. And just the thing that you keep in mind with this is it's okay to be personal, but not good to be private. And I think that's where oftentimes the line gets blurred. But people that talk too much about themselves and aren't always thinking about what it is that they say in there. But just you keep it light and friendly. I think that's been what I've found from it. That's what my intention is.
I was talking to a friend yesterday about someone we know that just brings a lot of drama to their Facebook page. You know, oh, this is so tough, and I'm having such a hard time with this.
Really?
And, you know, you use Facebook to kind of keep in touch and really know how somebody's doing, but it's at the same time, leave the drama at home.
Right.
Yeah. Nobody posts on my Facebook.
Nobody does?
No, I should be more dramatic.
Well,
I'm going to post right now.
Yeah, good for you.
You're one of the biggest drama queens I've ever met.
Right.
Tell people you're going to my Facebook. I'm
jump out of the ninth story of the whatever building you're in and see what people.
Yeah, I'm going to jump out my window.
Joe writes, how does one random act of violence by a mentally unstable individual turn into the condemnation of an entire set of rational and intelligent people who exercise their right to speak freely?
What?
Why is
what?
That condemnation aimed at just one side of the political spectrum? This is the response to what I just said a few minutes ago about the congressman from South Carolina wanting to reintroduce a bill that requires equal time for people when it comes to issues and that sort of thing.
South Carolina Democrat Jim Clyburn calling for the return
Steve Warren writes, for years, Limbaugh brushed off objections to his inflammatory rants with, "I'm just an entertainer, it's all an act." Becca said, "I'm a clown." Both men freely and often have been quoted saying that they are in it for the money. As their imitators cross the nation, they are in it for the same. Their act is the same. Their shtick is the same. They toss gasoline on embers. Fairness doctrine was not voted out of existence by our Congress, rather eliminated by Ronald Reagan.
Right.
So does that mean there was never a law? That's why it was written off by Reagan, because it was never a law. Ted writes, talk radio and the right wing has every right to be on the defensive, as they have gone too far, and they know it. I was in talk radio in Louisville back in the days, the 70s and 80s, when it was friendly, not rude. I survived the fairness doctrine and really feel it does need to come back. I've been on both sides of this. I've been on the air for a long time. And I honestly don't remember having an impact. I did talk radio starting in the 1974, fall of 74, when I first started doing talk on the air, and I've been doing it on the air ever since. In lots of communities around the country, from Boston to Baltimore to Cincinnati to St. Louis to Los Angeles, and plus the 349 stations now that carry this program in one way or another. And I didn't feel it then, and I know I wouldn't feel it now because it's not the kind of program I do. It's what it really is. It sort of requires a certain amount of common sense, I guess. But that isn't what sells. You know, my program and my attitude is something that sells with many of you. Mm-hmm. But the hardcore folks, this program, my program, is on in an environment, many radio stations. I'd say 40, 50, maybe 60% of the stations carrying this program right of center shows for the rest of the day. And we all know that there are many programs and many stations that do all of the syndicated stuff through the course of the day. And there is a standard sort of bill of fare, the A-list, if you will, and the B-list of people. And so I find myself in an environment often that is further right of center than I am. But because I'm not doing a political show, it doesn't make any difference anymore. When I did do more politics, it did make a difference. And it bothered some people that I wasn't as strident as some of the other people that are on the air, because that speaks to their 5 or 6% of the audience that's available that may be listening to that station. So this way, I don't have to deal with that because I am not in that arena. I can understand, because we've gone, there is truth to the fact that we've become much more strident, much more polarized in what's on the air, and also what's, you know, just kind of what's what? What is what and what? What are you doing?
Hmm.
What are you thinking? And what is your goal? And the goal for most of these people is to serve their stations. The stations get ratings, they sell advertising, and they make money. That's what the real goal is. The other stuff is all fluff. It doesn't make
Find an audience.
I have to find an audience, like everybody else has to find an audience. You tell stories, you talk about things that are of interest to people, and it's compelling or it isn't compelling. It's entertaining or it isn't entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Some people are entertained by one side bashing the other. They think that's fun. I don't happen to think it is fun. I find it uncomfortable and unpleasant to listen to that stuff. That's me. I'm one person, so I can conduct my radio program the way I want to and have people around me that I want to have around me to do what it is that I think is best serving the stations that carry the program, and they can elect to take it or not. The same can be said for anybody else that's out there trying to find an audience.
But that's the great thing is...
But you have a choice.
We try to fit into whatever the radio station does for the rest of the day.
Yeah. As Shakespeare wrote, here's Richard Martin who writes, as Shakespeare wrote, "The lady doth protest too much," like the child with his hand in the cookie jar blaming it on his brother. Right-wing radio will not be able to bluster their way out of the facts. The words do have consequences. That's the goal of saying them. After all, talk radio, either left or right, is not about pretty prose, but urging action to stimulate some sort of change in the image of the pontificator's opinion, which he or she is espousing. What talkers ought to do now is introspectively hold discourse on what is appropriate in debate. That is not going to happen. It might be a part of the talkers' convention in June that's held in New York, or next fall if there's another convention like the one we had last year in Los Angeles. Yeah, that may be an outgrowth of this. But in the meantime, what's the appropriate way of handling this? You will still, those of you who love the left or the right, stay there, support those shows if that's what you want to do, and enjoy them, continue to enjoy them. Others will find a reason because they're tired of listening to the stuff, because it's pretty much the same old all the time. But some people want to listen to it. It's kind of like the oldies radio stations. The same 450 songs are played over and over and over and over and over.
But it's the 450 again. Songs, those people who want to listen
to. They want to listen to the 450 life. Songs? Dude, listen to them.
Yep.
And the same thing is true if you want to listen to Rush Limbaugh say the same thing over and over again, or any of the local hosts who are on the same page say the same thing. Some people, however, are better at it than others. There are some people who are better at saying the same thing over and over again than others. They're just smarter and more entertaining, and they therefore have a larger audience. But make no mistake, it's the same thing over and over and over and over and over again. So I guess music speaks to it. There are only eight notes on the scale, but look at how many different variations, different types of music are found in just those eight notes. So can we find different things available in the spoken word format where there are many more? There's only eight notes in music. We have how many words? We have 26 letters in the alphabet that make countless words. And so how those words are spoken, how they are presented, what comes out of the mouths of the people on the air varies. There are a lot of different things. And the more diverse we become as a country, the healthier the corresponding conversations are. Thus, the healthy debate about what ought to be on the air, the fairness doctrine, is not a part of that, because we do have many more choices now than we did when the fairness doctrine was in force in terms of national radio. Local radio, there may not be as many choices as there were. But you know what? The marketplace has spoken and continues to speak. That's what free enterprise is all about. Where it gets bastardized is when the big companies that have come in and bought up all of the radio stations, and there are people at the top who have a particular philosophy, and they want to shove that philosophy down people's throats. That works for a while, but after a while, it doesn't really work, because the public will say, I don't want to listen to that. They won't. The stations go off the air, or they go bankrupt, they have to be sold, and somebody starts again with something else. That's the way it works. It's like building cars. You sell cars that people like, hey, you stay in business. You sell crap and they don't want it, they go out of business.
Or the government bails you out.
Well, in that case, the government isn't going to bail us out. You can be sure of that. All right. So anyway, our poll today, are you more or less likely to buy a gun after the shooting in Arizona? A, yes, I need to be protecting myself, my family against tragedies like this. Let's see, B, no way. After the shooting in Arizona, I want to be as far away from the guns as possible. C, I'm already cock-loaded and ready to defend myself. As you go into gooddayshow.com, help yourself. Please tell us what you're thinking. Yesterday, the poll, what would you do if somebody in your family had a drug or alcohol problem? 58% of you said express concern privately and let them know I care. 19% of you who responded at gooddayshow.com said stage an intervention with the whole family. 15% of you said nothing, it's their business. And 8% said call the police, let the legal system handle it. Interesting way of dealing with that. Okay, now in terms of our videos of the day, we have a couple of beer videos.
Ooh,
one
beer.
Of them, beer. One of them, neither of them have any audio, really. There's a clever one that Clay's just putting up now that has a commercial playing in Japan for Sapporo beer. Very clever. Very well done. Beautiful, in fact, in terms of graphics. And then there's a beer, there's a machine that is being used in Europe that fills the beer cup from the bottom.
I have to see how this
the
works.
I don't understand how it works. There's got to be some seal on the bottom. You put the plastic on top of this device. It fills the beer up from the bottom into the cup, and then you take the cup off and it seals itself. So it doesn't leak. And watch the video. Yeah, watch
just,
it, watch
just
it,
set
watch
the
it.
Plastic cups right on the dispenser.
Yeah.
And it just whoop from the bottom up, and then you just hand them out. There's, so, Clay, how do you think it works?
So there's a magnet on the inside, and there's holes on the bottom under the magnet, obviously, and there's another magnet of some kind on the bottom that fits around the little, like, holster that you put it onto on the machine. So the when the liquid comes up through the bottom of the cup, it pushes the magnet out of place, and whenever you lift it off, the magnet just sets right back down into place and seals it off.
No, it's a plastic cup, for God's sakes.
I know. That's what it is.
Yeah, right. Well, how does that explain what seals off the bottom of a plastic cup?
Maybe it's got a metal ring inserted in the bottom of it.
No, yeah. How much does that cost? Please.
Oh.
I don't know. It's, anything's possible, though. Clay, what's the social media headline of the day quickly?
Do you ever wonder why you got to brush your teeth and how, if evolution is correct, how we have teeth throughout the time when we didn't have toothbrushes and floss? There was a conversation on Reddit.com, which is a social news site, about that very thing. Somebody didn't understand it. But an archaeologist on the site responded and said that back in the day, 200-plus years ago, people had great teeth. Our teeth were a little more worn down because of the coarseness of our food, but people didn't have cavities or started getting cavities, really, until sugar was introduced into their diets, which happened after the Industrial Revolution.
Yep. Absolutely.
All right. That's a good point. Strong points. Good job, Clay. Thank you. In a moment, another good job. Our medical practitioner, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, will join us with his daily dose of important medical information that's right around the corner on Good Day.
This MLK weekend, take advantage of Sears' big home appliance savings event. Get 30% off all Kenmore appliances and an extra 5% on all Kenmore when you use your Sears card. Plus, get 15% off all other brands. And get a Kenmore top-load high-efficiency washer and dryer for only $399.99 each. Hurry into Sears for these incredible savings. Search Sears Appliances for our everyday best prices guaranteed. Sears. Exclusions apply. See stores for details. 30 and 15% offers end 1/19. Kenmore laundry item offer valid 1/13 through 1/18. For full offers, see Sears.com. See price matching policy for details.
Energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
April.
Yeah?
So you know your charger that's plugged into the wall? It's still using energy, even though it's not attached to a phone.
That's not my charger. I don't even have a cell phone. So you know what? I'll just unplug it.
I'm busy. I'll call you back.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
12 before the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program now with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's brought to you by the folks who have this wonderful formula to help you stay healthy. You have gastrointelligence.
I've got that.
Yes, you have. Well, poor Jennifer has gastrointestinal ailments today. We got to get her on Digestive Advantage, which is ratcheted up one more degree, I guess, from Sustanex. Same company, but different product, Ken.
We've been talking about the advantages of probiotics to rev up your defense system to fight those bugs, those viruses, the flu that's out there. But now they've added to the probiotics extra products, enzymes that will help with your digestive problems. We know that probiotics also help with the digestive problems. This product is wonderful. If you've been to the doctor, they can't find the source of your digestive problems. You have bloating, constipation, diarrhea, nausea. Try this Digestive Advantage. It's going to help. It's helping my patients.
It's very good. Add Digestive Advantage to your regular routine. It combines probiotics with a lot of other helpful things like enzymes. Digestive Advantage Lactose Defense, for example, adds lactase enzymes to the probiotics. And Digestive Advantage Gas Defense adds 5 different enzymes to the probiotics. There are different Digestive Advantage products. Digestive Advantage IBS, which is important for those who have irritable bowel syndrome. Lactose, gas, all those products. All of those problems are helped by this product, Digestive Advantage, available at drugstores and supercenters everywhere. Shingles vaccine looks like a safe bet, Ken.
We all get chicken pox as kids, and after age 60, about 13 out of 1,000 will get a horrible resurrection of this virus that lives in our nerves for many, many years, and it's called herpes zoster or shingles. The vaccine, which very few people are getting, is about 55% effective. Those who do get the vaccine, it's down to about 6 cases per 1,000 people. It's a safe bet. People with leukemia, lymphoma, and AIDS or an allergy can't get this vaccine, but it's something to think about.
All right. Also, more reasons not to smoke.
higher blood pressure in kids whose parents smoke. This is out of the medical journal Circulation. Yes, another reason not to smoke.
And painkillers, some are linked to heart disease. Look out what you're taking.
Out of the British Medical Journal, think about the Motrin, the Advils. If you take them on a regular basis, be careful.
Stroke risk.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Temple.
From the film The Royal Tannenbaums, that was Gene Hackman, he's a really great, one of our great character actors, I think. Angelica Houston, Chuck are in that as well. Ben Stiller, who I can leave most of the time.
I like him.
Gwyneth, good for you, Richie. Gwyneth, he's that's good. Why he, I guess people, because some people like him and some people don't.
That's right.
I don't care for him, and that's why I haven't seen The Fockers and some of these other movies that he's in. What is that, Dinosaur or Go to the
Night at the Museum? Good stuff. Yeah,
I think he's a big bore. Anyway, that I'm obviously not...
he's on line one and loves you.
Good for him. Hey, Ben, good to have you here, pal.
Do you know what the last film Gene Hackman did was?
That movie, isn't it?
No.
It was Welcome to Mooseport with...
Right, it was a terrible movie.
Ray Romano.
And at that point, he said, I don't want to do movies anymore. And that was it. But
he sort of retired. I think he did an interview with Larry King. He did very little... He didn't do many interviews with Gene Hackman on television.
No.
And he said that was it for his movie career.
Yeah.
He's now 80.
So. He's done a great deal. He's even though he didn't show signs of it, apparently he was quite a rocker and roller when it came to having a good time. Not unlike what used to be the stories of Richard Boone and John Wayne, who were great pals through much of their existence. And they'd go off for weekends in Mexico, and they just, like, completely blitzed for days at a time.
Did you hear this latest story on Charlie Sheen?
No.
Oh,
supposedly, there was a hiatus on his show, 2.5 Men, and yesterday he did not show up to work on time, and when he did... Reports were that he was about 25 pounds lighter than he was a month ago.
Thank you very much for being...
Yeah. Why?
So he was on some sort of binge. I mean, they describe him as a functioning addict, and that's the way he sort of... I guess he has no problem. He doesn't want help, and Yeah. He's an addict.
He has a death wish.
He's not going to get help. He doesn't want to be helped.
Doesn't want to be helped.
And that's, you know,
that's a shame.
But it is what it is. You know what? That's why I won't bother with that show, because I don't approve of him. That's just me. I never thought the show was that funny anyway, but I'm obviously
it's a funny show,
in the minority.
At a certain point, you got to.
But, I mean, how much of this it feeds into.
You got to let the guy know, hey, listen, you can't get away with this
right.
forever and have us all support you. We love you to death, but, man.
Love him to death. I don't care.
I do.
Let's be honest. If the show wasn't attracting 15 million, if the show is attracting 5 million viewers a week instead of 15,
right.
I'm sure they would have canceled it, but. It's a huge moneymaker for the network and everybody involved.
They tried to get rid of him last year, and they couldn't, really, in essence. So, all right, some movie news. Chucker's got movie news, and we'll get to that in just a moment here on Good Day.
Like to sample a new sugar-free Luden's Wild Cherry Throat Drop?
Oh, gee, sugar-free would never be as good as the Luden's I grew up on. Mmm. Oh, this is good. Reminds me of winters on Lake Minnewawa. When I'd come in after a long day, Mom would give me the Luden's Wild Cherry to soothe my scratchy throat. This sugar-free is like Lake Minnewawa all over again, yeah?
New Luden's Sugar-Free Wild Cherry. Soothing great taste just like the original. Luden's, it still works wonders.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Effa Nasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Use as directed. Chuck Curry is here. You can use his blog, Entertainment Today and Beyond, as directed. The directions are open it up and go. Actually, go to if you go to the pictures we have of our correspondents and the co-hosts and contributors, you'll see Chuck Curry's picture there. Click on that. Go to his website and learn. He's very astute when it comes to videos, DVDs. What's the news today, Chucker?
Okay, Doug, it's official. The 23rd James Bond movie will start production later this year. Release date, November 9, 2012. Sam Mendes, who directed American Beauty, will direct this installment. He's a very interesting choice, and Daniel Craig will be back for a third go-round. The script is being kept secret, but some say the storyline will pick up after the last Bond film, The Quantum of Solace. Other news, actor Colin Farrell officially signing on to take on the Arnold Schwarzenegger Douglas Quaid role in the remake of Total Recall.
Ooh.
Budget over $200 million. The first half of Arnold's Total Recall was about as exciting and well-made an action film as I've ever seen. I'm excited to see that. And Scream 4 had a test screening and a very positive reaction. Actually tested through the roof. It comes out in April. Neve Campbell, Courtney Cox, and David Arquette all back, along with director Wes Craven.
There's a story from Chucker on Good Day 59.